Dr. Pinsky dictating an IME on January 22nd on a female named Raylisa, R-A-Y-L-I-S-A, Dickerson, D-I-C-K-E-R-S-O-N. Raylisa Dickerson is a 60-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 1-30-19, period. She reports she experienced carpal tunnel syndrome in the right hand and a cyst in her left hand due to overexertion. Period. She did not specify what type of exertion she was performing. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She did undergo bilateral carpal tunnel release surgeries, but has completed a course of active treatment in January 2020. Period. As per your cover letter, she filed a claim petition relative to an incident of 1-30-19. Period. She felt pain in the right hand from working as a cropper doing medium foul FOWL the day before. Period. She also filed an occupational claim alleging occupational exposures through January 2019 caused disabilities to both hands and other serious injuries. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show she was seen on 1-30-19 by physician assistant Leach, L-E-E-C-H, under the supervision of Dr. Catalano. Period. She elicited a history that on 1-30-19 she was pulling crops and felt an intense pain in her right thumb and base of her hand and wrist. Period. She had shooting pain up her arm. Period. She also had mild occasional discomfort for the last 2 months at the end of the week. Period. She had taken Tylenol and applied aspirin cream with some relief. Period. She initially did not report this to her employer. Period. She then stated she reported her injury immediately today and did not complete her shift. Period. She denied a history of previous injuries or problems to these areas. Period. She did carry a diagnosis of sleep apnea, which was not being treated with CPAP. Period. Upon exam, she was diagnosed with right wrist pain and decoid veins tendon synovitis, for which a corticosteroid injection was administered. Period. She was also placed in a thumb spica brace. Period. New paragraph. On 2-13-19, she was seen by another physician assistant named Ms. Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S. Period. She reported 70% relief from the injection. Period. She continued to have mild pain at the first MCP joint. Period. She was given samples of Pennsaid to apply twice daily. Period. She was cleared to return to work full duty and use the splint as needed at night. Period. She was then seen by orthopedic specialist Dr. Catalano on 2-27-19. Period. She stated the injection gave her 80% relief for 3 weeks, but her hand was feeling sore. Period. She rated her pain level at 3/10. Period. He offered the same diagnostic impressions. Period. She was going to continue the topical anti-inflammatory cream and return at 3 weeks. Period. She did return at 3-20-19 when her pain level was 2/10 and her wrist was feeling better. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement and could continue working full duty. Period. Exam of the right hand was entirely unrevealing. Period. Neat paragraph. She was seen by Ms. Francis again on 7/22/19, complaining of right hand pain. Period. She had begun having pain and spasms in her wrist that she feels all the way to her shoulder for about 3 weeks. Period. She also complained of numbness in her wrist and hand, rating her pain at 9/10. She had been using her wrist brace at night. Period. She was again diagnosed with decreased veins tenosynovitis to rule out right carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. Another corticosteroid injection was administered. Period. In paragraph, she was seen by a physiatrist, Dr. Scholl, S-C-H-O-L-L, on 8/1/19, when he performed an EMG. Period. Those results will be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, Ms. Dickerson returned to Dr. Catalano on 8/14/19 and reviewed those results. Period. At that juncture, he recommended right carpal tunnel decompression with first dorsal compartment release. Period on 9/19/19, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period, she followed up post-operatively on 10/28/19. When her hand was feeling a little sore, period, she then complained for the first time of pain in her left hand, period. He wrote she had a sterile stitch abscess, so the stitch was removed and the dressing was placed. Period. On 11/4/19, she was seen again by Ms. Francis, reporting that she felt good. Period. She complains of some sensitivity and numbness in her thumb and was out of work at that time. Period. She had made great improvements with occupational therapy and was going to continue home exercises and scar massage, but the sterile wound abscess had resolved nicely. Period. She was cleared for one-arm job with no use of the right arm. Period. She followed up through 11/18/19, when her right hand was feeling pretty good. Period. She was cleared for full duty effective 11/19/19 to follow up in 3 weeks. Period. New paragraph. On 11/27/19, she was seen by hand specialist Dr. Sarkos in the same group for left hand and wrist pain and swelling with no injury. Period. She informed her supervisor and was placed on light duty. Period. She was using her brace. Period. Dr. Sarkos noted an 8 by 10 millimeter cystic mass over the volar radial aspect of the left wrist, which was tender to palpation. Period. She was neurologically intact. Period. She diagnosed osteoarthritis of the left thumb, comma, ganglion cyst on the volar left wrist, comma, as well as left wrist and hand pain. Period. She was cleared to return to work, light duty pending surgical authorization. Period. Her metacarpal arthritis did not appear to be symptomatic at that time. Period. She saw Dr. Catalano again on 12/9/19 for her right hand. Period. She was doing very well with respect to it and could return to work with full use of the right upper extremity without restrictions. Period. However, she was currently on light duty for a left upper extremity issue anticipating surgery. Period. Relative to the right wrist, she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. I'm not in receipt of the operative report on her left upper extremity or any further treatment notes from Dr. Sarkos. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. She remained in her blouse and rolled up her sleeves. This revealed healed surgical scarring on the right palm and radial wrist. Period. There was no scar or swelling about the left wrist itself. Period. There was swelling about the CMC joints bilaterally. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows normal. Cervical normal. Impressions. Lisa Dickerson alleges to have sustained an acute injury to her right hand at work on 1/30/19. She also filed an occupational claim exposure through January of 2019. Period. After the initial event, she was seen at Premier Orthopedic Associates. Period. She received successful conservative treatment and was released back to full duty shortly thereafter. Period. However, she returned for additional treatment and underwent an EMG to be inserted. Period. On 9/19/19, she underwent surgery by Dr. Catalano to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. She followed up with Dr. Catalano postoperatively with improvement, so she was cleared for full duty. Period. However, she had sought treatment with Dr. Sarkos for her left hand and wrist with no precipitating injury. Period. He did identify a ganglion cyst. Period. He recommended surgical intervention, which she underwent, but I am not in receipt of the operative report. Period. In the paragraph, the petitioner described her job in some detail as noted in my handwritten notes to be inserted. Period. She had begun working with the insured in February 2011. Period. At first, she worked as a trimmer, slicing bad parts of chicken. Period. She then worked as a crop checker, holding the chicken, comma, turning her right hand, comma, and checking it with her left. Period. She related 3 months into her treatment, she developed a hand cyst on the left. Period. She was on modified duty for 10 months. Period. Dr. Catalano noted she did have arthritis of the CMC joint that was not being treated and was asymptomatic. Period. The petitioner has been able to return to the workforce in another position. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand. Period. Her ganglion cyst has been excised with no clinical signs of recurrence. Period. She does have underlying bilateral CMC arthritis consistent with the natural aging process. Period. End.